Okay, good morning. We are Kuf Nun Gimel. Shir sponsored in honor of Reza Bas Michal. Okay, we are on Seif Gimel. Sefer Torah Shenimtza Bo Ta'ut. There's a Sefer Torah that has a mistake in it. Dino Kechumashim. The halacha is, it has the same status or din as a Chumash. Okay. And we don't read from it until we fix it. Okay.
That means also come from the previous halacha, is that the
Chumash? Not sure what you mean by that. Just
in terms of selling.
In terms of selling, oh. I don't know. Maybe. Dollar. Im mutar liknot bidmei kedusha achat, kedusha acheret kayotzeba. Okay. If it was sold already, lechatchila, you're not allowed to sell one item for another item that has equal kedusha. Okay? Oh, but if it's already sold and now you're holding on to the money, so then can you buy something equal or do you have to buy something greater? That's a machloket. Yesh osrim v'yesh matirim. Some say aser, some say mutter. Usually we paskin like the second yesh when it's a yesh v'yesh. Okay. Just a quick Musar Haskell in life. When something is good, you should always be happy with it. And even if it's not perfect or ideal, shouldn't look around, you know, for blemishes and problems. Focus on the good things. And when you have a mitzvah, even so you see, try not to look around and switch. Be happy with it, what you have. It applies to our personal property. Musar. Often it applies to your employee. And certainly one spouse. Okay. Hey. All right. The only time is if there's a real problem with it. So then you're allowed to. Now. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that many times we see people do sell it. Even if there's nothing wrong with it. So it must be that when he bought it, it was al tanai. That you were going to buy a better one when you have more money or etc. And then it's okay. Or we're going to see based on Si'if Yud that perhaps it's okay as well. And this is only talking about a davar shekedusha that belongs to the tzibur. Okay. Hey. Im gavu ma'ot livnot beit knesset or beit midrash. You collected money for a beit knesset or a beit midrash. O liknot teva or mitpachat or sefer Torah. Or any article of Kedusha. So you collected the money for the purpose, and now, wait, you want to switch the purpose. So, Ein Mishanin Ela Mikedusha Kala LaChamura. We're not allowed to switch from one Kedusha if it's going down, unless it's going up in Kedusha. Then you're allowed to. Some say in the meantime you are allowed to lend it out temporarily. That's a machloket. Aval imasu behem adavar shegavu otam bishvilo. Let's say, okay, you used the money for what it was collected for. So then mishanin hamotar lekol ma sheyirtze. So then with the leftovers you are allowed to use it for anything that you want. No, it was given as a nedava, tzedakah, so you can't use it for anything you want, but you could use it for anything for tzorchei tzibur. V'im kishegavu ama'ot, hitznu la'asot chevtza mimotar adamim. Now, let's say you have a mind to use the leftovers. You make you specifically say you could use it for whatever you want. So then, you're allowed to, even in the following case. Afilu kanu machu v'chazru v'kanu kedusha v'miktas adamim mutar laharid hamotar, and you're allowed to lower it. What does this mean? Normally, let's say you collected 100 shekel and you only spent 80 shekel. So we learned with the extra 20 you can do whatever you want. This case is, let's say you spent 100 shekel. You collected 100, you spent all of it for the mitzvah. But then, in the derech heter, you sold it all, and you got back your 100. So the full 100 was used for the mitzvah. Now you have 100 shekel back cash, and now you buy another one for 80, and you have 20 left over. So in this case, since it was already used for kedusha, you can't lower the kedusha unless you stipulated from the get-go, from beginning, that with any leftovers in the future, you can use for something lower. Then you are allowed to, only if you had it in mind. You just collected it stam and you already used all of it, and now you want to resell it and you have leftovers. And you only want to make it tonight, the second time when you, later on, it's too late. Because it was already hukdash, and you can't do that anymore. Okay. Now, we're going to see when we get on, when we get to a little bit later, and I think it's Siman Chet, I think it is. But we'll see where it is. It's a little later on, and it seems to be that once you that even though you designated a shul to be a shul and you built it, but it wasn't used yet, there's a halakha of hazmana lav milta. That the fact that you set it aside, that does not make it kadosh, and you could still use it for another purpose. So, it looks a little bit like, how do you put the two together? So there are different explanations on how to put the two together. And it's a little complicated, la halacha, how do you decide? One of them, in that case where it's hazmana lav milta and you can use it for whatever you want, that's when it wasn't collected, the money wasn't collected and given over to a gabbai and then bought. Or it wasn't even in his hands yet. It was just individuals bought it or built it and they were going to donate it as a shul. So in that case, it's not a problem. But some say once it enters the hand of the gabbai, you're stuck. Another explanation is, even though hazmana lav milta, the shul doesn't have any kedusha, you could switch it from one to another, but that money that you use has to still be used for a shul, because that money was for a neder. So that's what we're talking about over here. Also, if there's an Indian of the, if you have the Zayin Tuve Ya'ir, I think we'll get to that. Zayin Tuve Ya'ir, but Ma'amar Anshe Ya'ir, you have all the people in charge, and they notify everybody, then that's another way you can get out of it. So let's keep reading. Haga. V'im kanu bedamim elu shagavu etzim v'avanim. Okay. So now what happens? You took the money that they collected and you bought with them etzim v'avanim. So then the Rama writes, Chala kedusha adamim ala etzim v'avanim. Since it was collected, the gabbai took the money and he actually bought with the money the materials, then asur l'shenotem rak l'kedusha chamura. Then you're not allowed to switch it from one kedusha to another. That's the psak of the Rama. Again, not all the Kohanim agree with the Rama on this one. Again, it's a little complicated. How do you put the two halachot together? Reconcile them. V'im heviyu etzim v'avanim l'tzorach binyan beit hakneset. Im ba'al yad gabai asur l'shenotem rak l'kedusha chamura. Now what if the individuals didn't give the gabbai money? They only brought the etzim v'avanim on the hand to build the Beit Knesset. So then it depends. If it went to the hands of the gabbai, asur, to switch it, unless it's for a kedusha chamura. But if you, if not, if it didn't reach the gabbai's hands, then again, then we say hazmana lav milta, and you can take it back. The kodem shabal leidei gabbai mutar l'shanotam, you're allowed to switch it. Aval mikol makom lo yochol l'achzor bo. But you cannot totally just take it back, because you have, at least you have to use the money for a mitzvah, because you made a neder, or on some level for the shul, but it depends what. But we don't have to worry about the kedusha and the different levels, that's for sure. Okay, Vav. Mochrim beit ha-kneset, v'chen sh'ar dvarim shebikdusha, v'afilu sefer Torah, v'aspakat talmidim, Ola hasi yetomim bedamav. So when you sell a Beit Knesset, anything of Kedusha, or a Sefer Torah, you're allowed to do it in order, the purpose is, and you're allowed to do it in order and to take the money in order to allow Talmidei Chachamim to learn and to keep them alive and let them keep learning. Or to marry off, it's really to marry off anyone, boy or girl. One might have a mitzvah peravu, but they both have a mitzvah of l'shevet yitzara. Okay, and generally it's when they're an orphan, that's when we have to collect to give to them. Okay. Obviously they point out, obviously it's better to collect the money for these purposes and not to sell your shul in the Sefer Torah. But, okay. Zayin. V'ha de Beit HaKnesset nimkar. Now we said that a Beit HaKnesset could be sold, right? This is for little cities, moshavim, where nobody else goes there. It's a private shul just for these people, and really the world has no shaykhus to them. Shalona set early b'nei kfarim levadam. The shuls were built for the people in the kfarim. They were not built for people outside of them. Even if you collected money from outside of your kfar or moshav, still, it's considered that the money that they gave the money for the kfar, for the Beit, and they could do whatever they want with it. It was not donated on the premise that they have rights to it. Therefore, you're allowed to sell it. Right? Whenever that kfar gets together and decides, the leaders with the permission of the city, of the kfar, then they're allowed to sell. Okay. Umikom makom. Hama'ot nisharim miktushatan. Ve'enam rasha'il maharuda miktushatan. Now, even though the people in charge sold it, he still has the kedusha. And they can't lower it from the kedusha for something lower. That's, or it could be where individuals sold it without the proper permission. Now it doesn't have to be seven, it could be three. They say to run a city it needs to be seven. But for a shul, three is enough, and sometimes even one. So it's lav dafka seven in our case. But it means the ones in charge, the board or whoever is in charge in running the show, and so they have to be the ones involved in selling in order for the kedusha to disappear from the money, and it must be done the ma'amar ansheir in front of the whole city. Now we're going to see it doesn't have to literally be in front of everybody. You could just send it out, emails, WhatsApps, signs on the street that you're doing this. And then everyone knows about it. And if they want to protest, they have a chance. But if they all agree, then you can use the money for whatever you want. And this is if everyone agreed that they're allowing an individual, or even the Zion to the board, to do whatever they want, that's enough. In other words, you can get everyone's permission. It doesn't have to be that when they're actually making the sale, now you have to get permission from everybody. But you can put earlier on, you can put a notice that the way it's going to work is no one has a vote, and no one can say what they want. Everyone is mochel, and only letting a few individuals make all future decisions. That could also be done in advance. Now, the kol shivat tuvi ha'ir mochrim lepirsum. And then, obviously, the zayin tuvi ha'ir, for this to happen, it must be done publicly. That's, and any time it's done publicly, like we just explained, that's mikre v'mamar anshe ha'ir. That's called mamar anshe ha'ir. V'einan tzrichin lomar hen olav. And they don't have to go to each person and ask, and they don't have to answer each person. Yes or no? You don't have to. Okay. Alright, I think that's it. And they point out that if it's a, and you go after the majority of the Zayin Tuvei Ya'ir. Right, so you always want to have an odd number. Aval, Shel Krachim Shabayim Shami Mekamot Achirim. Now, big cities, right, that we're familiar with, where people come from all over to daven there, to stay, to visit. Afilu Banu Oto Mishalehem, Eino Yimkara. It can never be sold. Elim Ken Talu Oto Bedat Yachid. Unless, when they built it, they said it's all going to be up to this guy's discretion and decision making. Then it's okay. She'az Yase Bo Yachid Ma She'yirtze Be'askamat Hatzibur. Then the individual can do it. That's really Zayin Tuvei Ya'ir, or the board. And then they can do what they want as long as they have the haskama of the tzibur, right? They have to post it so that everyone has a chance to protest. And so too for any divrei kedusha, ulakulu gerire batar beita knesset. And it's the same thing, just everything is follows the same halacha of the beit knesset on this. Now there is much discussed on this topic about selling a Beit Knesset and nowadays. So just to point out a few quick things. Now there happens to be a machloket if everyone agrees, let's say for the kfarim, if everyone agrees to sell, and when you sell it, the kedusha disappears. So some say that they could even do it without selling it. They can just decide. It no longer has any kedusha, without even an actual sale. Bir Lacha leaves as its tzarech iyun. It's a machloket. Now, a famous mabit is what happens when a Beit Knesset of the Krachim of a big city becomes vacant. It's no longer used anymore. This, you know, there's always a few. It happens in history when communities move out, and the Beit Knesset is not in use. So he says, in that case, a filo Beit Knesset shel Krachim, everyone agrees, you are allowed to sell. Okay. Okay, so now, how does it work with selling a Beit Knesset nowadays in a big city? So some generally are of the opinion, as a general rule, you're not allowed to, because it was built for, Pshat Gemara, it was built for the whole world, for Jews all around the world to come and use. When you built it, it was built for everyone. So those shuls were a little bit more of a public shul. So it was a little different. Many explain that nowadays, when it's built, even a private shul, first of all, as we mentioned, it was all the das of the yachid or the board members to do what they want. And it was, shuls nowadays are generally built not for the tzibur at large, for people around the world visiting. Shuls are usually have in mind that they're building it for themselves, for their kehila, and everything revolves around their kehila, and afterwards they're happy to do achnasas orchim with everybody. But often people, the assumption is it's not done for the sake of the world, it's the sake for the primary focus is for their individual kehila. And so therefore nowadays many say our batei knesiot have the same din as the kfar in those days. Okay. Also, when you're building one shul, and you have in mind that this is temporary to build for another shul, that also it's kol shekein, it's al tanai to take it apart and to sell it. So that also it's only zmani, and then it also would not be a problem. Okay. Let's continue with the Ramah. Here, just an interesting case, real short, from Yabia Omer. In Chelek Aleph, he writes, it's difficult to be makel, but depends on the case. And then in Chelek Yod, so he gets a case where somebody buys for a business deal, a bank, and then he decides, you know what, let me have it, let's use it for the shul. But he doesn't want to finance it all himself. He gets a bunch of guys to say that they're going to chip in to finance the shul. So he designates the shul already, and then no one steps forward and actually pays what they promise. So the question is, can you go back, and now can he undo it? Because it was already set aside to be used for the shul. can he go back and now sell it for his own purposes? So for many reasons, or several reasons, he's makel. The ma'isa were often makel. You know, one reason is he says the kedusha is darabanan. So you're dealing already with the suffix or kasha darabanan. And then, so he says, we saw many reasons. I mean, first of all, he did it, he was assuming the other people were going to chip in. And in this case, he's the owner, and he's the one in charge, because it wasn't given over. He's the sole person who can make all the decisions. So anyway, so he was mater. Haga. Yachid shabana beit ha-knesset unetana le-kahal. So a person who builds a beit knesset and wants to give it to the tzibur to use. So if you give it over, so then dina kebeit ha-knesset shel kahal. Now it belongs to the kahal. Avayim shir le-atzmo ba-shum koach. But if he still kept some kind of power and rights over it, so then, ein la-mecher ki'im al-pi ha-kahal v'al-pi ol-yorshav. I guess it has to be done collectively. I'm not sure how to read this. The kolze lo mari ela kashiyesh lahem beit haknesset acheret. And all this is talking about when there's another Beit Knesset for people to go to in the shul, in the city. But if this is the only shul and you designated it for them to use, so in the meantime, asur l'machro, you're not allowed to get rid of it, you're not allowed to sell it. Da'afil asotra asur achivna acheret. Because we know you're not allowed to take apart a shul until you build another one. Kol davar shebikdusha, shenimkar umutar l'shanota. Now, anytime when we said a davar shebikdusha is sold and you're allowed to use it for what you want, nimkar, so in those cases, nimkar below achraza ve'en ba'ona. So you don't have to make any announcement, and so with the land, there's no worry about how much you charge for it. Mishum ein ona l'karkot. It doesn't matter if you overcharge, it doesn't invalidate a sale with land. Aval davar she'asur l'shanot l'kedusha kala. But if it's an item that you're not allowed to lower the kedusha, so then it still keeps a level of kedusha. So then in those cases, tzarich hakraza, you just have to make an announcement to make sure there's no protests. Chet, banu bayit stam, and then v'kedishu achar kach lebeit haknesset. You make a building and then you decide to turn it into a shul. Dino kebeit haknesset, it has a din of a beit knesset. However, aval, this is the case we were talking about. Eino kadosh achit palubo. But there's no kedusha until you daven there. Right? Even though you're a makdishit, it has no kedusha. So you made a neder. You are on the hook for something. But these walls, this building, doesn't have kedusha. Afilo im benau l'shem beit knesset. Even if it was built from the very beginning, from the foundation, it still doesn't have kedusha of a beit knesset. However, v'kevan shit palalu bo, but once you designate it, and then you daven in it, afilo orchim lefisha. You were still having doubts in your back of your mind, and then orchim show up and they daven in the shul that you built. That's it. Kevan shehaya miyuchad tefila kadosh. Since it was used for tefila and it was set aside for it, designated, then it's kadosh and you can't back out. Of course, unless you have all the other tanaim we spoke about. Vim lefisha ahi kadishu. But if you only set it aside temporarily, it's all based on how you remark the shit and set it aside. Okay. Tet. When a shul of a kfar, and probably any shul nowadays or most, when it's sold, however, I will just point out that the Mishnah Berurah is very big on, you can't just sell it, even a shul of a city nowadays, if outside people donated. Because they're makpid, and they didn't have a mind for you to sell it. And you're taking their money. But others say, they obviously donated the money on knowing that you're going to do whatever you want with it. And they don't have don't hold any rights on it. So it's a question. The poskim had to deal with outside donations, especially if they're large ones. Okay, sorry. Back to here. Tet. Keshemochin anshe kfar beit haknesset yecholim l'mocher yimchar olam. You're allowed to sell it forever. V'halokeach yaseh b'masha yirtzeh. And with, right, the money goes free, and the buyer can do anything he wants with the building. Chutz mimerchatz ubursiki ubeit tevila ubeit hakisei. You can't use it for a bathhouse. It's a lot of bathhouse and for tanning leather. It smells really bad, or a beit tevila where people go the actual mikvah, and for a bathroom. And some say, well, I'll keep reading. V'imachu shiva tove ya'ir b'mamar anshe ya'ir. So that's, and it's just done, beheter, and that's with the people in charge who had the rights, sold it. But they didn't tell the people of the city. So then, these four things you cannot do. It still you still have to be respectful on some level, the buyer. But but if it was completely sold with the whole city's permission, then you can do even these four things. Now, many do say, many are not happy with being makel even on these four things, lechatchila. And some say, it's usher if to sell it for a church. But that's worse than even one of these four. So. Yud. Yesh omrim deyachid b'shalo. Afilu sefer Torah mutar l'mokro l'asot b'damav kol ma sheyitze. So this is another snif in a heter to sell that we mentioned briefly. That an individual who owns the shul or a sefer Torah, he can do whatever he wants. Kol shelo yikdisho likrot berabim. As long as it wasn't miyuchad for the rabim to use, then he's stuck. Ve'yesh mi she'oser limkin l'lmot Torah olisa isha. And some say, no, even if it's a private one, you own your own sefer Torah in your house, that you're not allowed to, unless it's two. You need the money to learn or to marry off a couple. And the Kaf HaChaim points out that the Ikar Halacha follows Yesh Misha Oser. It's based on the Sugya and Yaradeya. When you have a Yesh Omrim and a Yesh Misha Omer, there's no rule of Yesh V'Yesh Halacha Kevatra, like the second one. But Yesh Misha Omer or Sha Oser doesn't have the same Yesh V'Yesh. So some look at how to learn. And Lamaisa, many do Paskin Lakula, like the first opinion that says the individual has the rights and he's allowed to. Okay. I think we'll stop. Yeah, we'll stop. All right.